an instructor I had in the second year in analytical chemistry who told me, this was a man who was really not a professor, he was an instructor, because he was also doing something at the University of Minnesota, so he was doing part-time teaching, told me categorically that women belonged in science only as science librarians. So that was a great stimulus to me.
Oh yeah.
Nobody else ever conveyed that sort of an attitude. Mm-hmm.
Were there other women in your chemistry classes?
No. There weren't women when I was in graduate school either. This has its advantages and disadvantages because people knew you. I remember taking a final exam in statistical thermodynamics, and the professor said I was the only girl. Well, you wouldn't call them girls now, you'd call them women. Well, June recommended these questions. We had three questions on the exam. That went over like a lead balloon. That, you know, I had kind of talked to him and suggested these were the kind of things. But again, I was not taken seriously. I always had this feeling that, yeah, it was okay to give her a degree, but I remember during my final oral that one of the professors asked me, how's this going to help you in the kitchen? The funny thing is, except for the guy who told me that women only belonged in libraries in the science field, I was really insensitive in a way to these kinds of slurs because there wasn't a women's movement yet. Sure. And so I was not thinking about any kind of covert discriminatory activities. Mm-hmm. But I must say that as far as college and graduate school are concerned, I never felt really discriminated against in any way. But I realized in retrospect that they didn't expect much of me. Oh. You know, they give me a degree, but so that was it.